Central Golden Eagles and a day of work yesterday to get ready for this one and to think back again about again the defensive effort was so good for you on Friday night. One run was all Brandon Valley had and ended up making the difference in the game.
Yeah, that's what happens with good teams. I think you could say the same thing probably about that Washington game. You know, like they had 2-3 minute stretch where they got, you know, a couple easy ones on us and that was the difference in the game. But yeah, that was a definite positive from that night. Girls really dug in on defense and gave themselves a chance there. So, I mean, when you're having a hard time catching some breaks or making shots, I think it's a good sign to have a young group that's still going to, you know, work really, really, really hard and give it all they have in those situations. So that was really nice to see.
And about the shots, obviously, with a shot clock, but even if there wasn't, you can't tell them to stop shooting. And I'm sure the attitude is, keep after it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some good things, and I think we've talked about this before, but just trying to get everyone to have a decent shooting night at least at the same time. You know, we get one or two, but it's just that inconsistent, which happens when you have a young team. But, you know, one of these nights they're all going to, you know, hit their shots. But, yeah, we worked a lot on, you know, I think part of it is not just the shots, but the ball's got to move a little bit quicker. It's got to be on time and seeing things a little bit ahead and a little bit faster. And sometimes we're doing such a good job on defense, we're getting some deflections and turnovers and steals. Then we end up being in a hurry on the other end and not taking advantage of those. So just being able to play fast, but also not in a hurry.
Now, from this Aberdeen Central team, and they're trying to get things together. It's a record that this program is not used to at all. But they've got players who are trying very hard. They even have an eighth grader who is starting in the post. What have you seen from this team about what they're going to try to do to slow you down?
I mean, I think you could throw records out the window, I'll be honest. Like, and that's the scary thing. You wish you could tell the girls, you know, you'll be able to get this one. But this doesn't work that way. And you're on the road. They present some challenges. They're big inside and they rebound. You mentioned the eighth grader. She's already good. She's gonna be one heck of a player. So she definitely stuck out on tape already as an eighth grader. So. Yeah, I mean, they're doing a lot of good things too. You know, same probably feel a lot like we do, and that just need some breaks and get some young girls that experience and get them rolling. And they're going to be a tough team to beat as well. So we got our work cut out for us.
Brandon Valley used that shot clock a lot and ran it down a lot on Friday night. How much do you expect this Golden Eagle team to do the same thing?
I think they want to. I mean, their goal is to get a good shot each time, you know, so they really like to get the ball inside to their bigs and they'll take their time to do it. So I definitely think they would like to have some longer possessions and then, you know, flip that around. We want ball pressure. We want to speed them up a little bit and we want to create some turnover. So it's definitely a contrast in styles.
Good news for you. You got Lainey Stevens back tonight after missing a couple. She's feeling better and ready to start for you.
Yeah. Good news for Lainey. She deserves it. I mean, she's been through a lot and senior player for us, just a great girl, and she deserves a chance to get out there and play and be with her teammates.
You mentioned the other night she helped put together the scout for you for this game, so even when she's not playing, she's doing a lot for you.
Yeah, she mentioned every, you know, anytime that she can't be there, she just misses it more and more, and that's really what it's all about. I mean, these girls, you know, this is a once in a lifetime thing with their high school careers that they get to do this, and it's a big deal. We want them to enjoy it and just happy for her that she's out there tonight.
Is that the tendency of maybe coaching in her future? Has she mentioned that possibility to you?
Oh, Lainey can do whatever she wants. Yeah. I mean, she's a smart girl and she's a tough girl. And, you know, she does a lot of rodeo stuff too. And then I know, you know, I've learned more about rodeo. And I think she gets a lot of her strong character from doing that, and she carries it over into basketball, and we just love having her and can't wait to see her out there competing tonight.
Well, let's see what happens here in a most interesting game, and the best of luck to you, Governor's Head Coach Kirk Bebout. Thanks. We'll visit with you after the game.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. More from Golden Eagle Arena in Aberdeen on the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame, including the starting lineups and the law on the court. We're back in 2 minutes to Aberdeen on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. From 2012 through 16, Pierre girls dominated AA golf. Three golfers combined to win four titles in 5 years. Haley Getz in 2012 and 13, Carissa Guthrie in 2015, Katie Bartlett in 2016, after she'd been runner-up the previous 2 years. Haley Getz, Carissa Guthrie, and Katie Bartlett, three of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app, that's UNTAPPD app, and learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino, a relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Golden Eagle Arena in Aberdeen. That is the Golden Eagle Pep Band you hear. As Pierre and Aberdeen Central are set to meet tonight in girls basketball. Both teams looking for improvement. It's been so close for Pierre. 3-7, and they feel, and everybody who watches them play feels it could be a much better record than that. But for Aberdeen Central, it's been awfully tough. 1-11. Their lone win was against Spearfish back on the 17th of December. They have dropped 9 in a row since then. You know, the closest they've come, other than they beat Spearfish, as we say, the weekend before, they only lost to Rapid City Stevens by 6. You may recall that the day before, the Governors had trailed Stevens big at home in the opener before coming back to make that a game, but that's a very good Stevens team again. But you heard Michaela Archico say injuries, illness. She's had to shuffle the lineup a few times, including before tonight. Now let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. And let's start with the visiting Pierre Governors, and it is back to the regular starting five for this team, led by the 5'6" junior wing Remington Price, the Governors' leading scorer, 13 points a game, also 2.6 rebounds for Remy per game, 2 steals, 1.3 assists. She's hit 22 three-pointers. Lainey Stevens back in the starting lineup, the 5'5 senior at 3.2 points, 1.7 rebounds, 1.2 assists per game, and Lainey has hit 5 threes. Sophomore Ryan Berry running the point for Pierre, 5.1 points, 2.3 rebounds, 2.9 assists, and 1.4 steals per game for Ryan, and she has hit 12 three-pointers. In the post, it's 5'11 sophomore Reese Terwilliger, 9.5 points and 6.6 rebounds per game for Reese, also 1.1 steals, and she has 3 blocks. But Avery Kaiser is the one that really helps make it happen for the Governors, too. Second leading scorer, versatile inside-outside player, 9.9 points, 6.7 rebounds, 3.4 assists, 2.4 steals. She's also blocked 10 shots, and she's hit 8 three-pointers. She just does a lot. It'll be Lennox Dupree, of course, and Sydney Tendrow. Dupree, the freshman. Tendrow, the junior, off the bench. Maya Shorter, of course, has earned more playing time lately to help out as an undersized post at 5A for head coach Kirk Bebout in his second season as head coach of the Governors with a record of 11-20. His assistants are Nicole Roth, Jeff Schleckaway, and Charisse Blanchette. The Montana Dakota Utilities Aberdeen Central starting lineup comes your way from Aberdeen in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
And here's how they start for the homestanding Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. 5'4", Junior Anamalcho, a 4-point-a-game score. Kyra Grease, their leading scorer, an experienced player, senior, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists per game. Carly Wellman is a 5'9", senior, 3 points and 2 rebounds a game for Carly. And in the post, Kiana Munga, the 6-foot senior at 9.7 rebounds per game. And we referred to already the 8th grader, Taryn Hermanson, starting at 5'11", 7 points, 5 rebounds. But hey, Hermanson's also a 50% shooter. And as Michaela Archigo said, she certainly has earned her playing time as an appreciated also the guidance of her fellow post player, Kiana Munga. Taryn Heddick, one of their main players off the bench, not here tonight, and ill. And Abby Berry will be one of their main players off the bench too, the 5'9 senior, but they're just looking for the right combination. Michaela Archigo, in her first season as head coach of the Golden Eagles. She had been an assistant here for 6 seasons before that. Her assistants are Tevin Newman, Rachel Rieger, Janie Spire, and Maya Malchul. So those are the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. All right, now time for the law on the court. And that's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll introduce tonight's officials when we return to Aberdeen in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
The officials for tonight's game are Scott Cadis, Lee Johnson, and Matt Clark. The law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and thanks to those gentlemen. Of course, it used to be that these schools played each other at least twice a year, sometimes 3 times, if they would meet in the district or regional tournament. In fact, these programs have played 38 times since the start of the 2006-07 season. Aberdeen Central has a 25-13 record over Pierre in that stretch, and they've won 11 out of the last 12. Golden Eagles came to Pierre last year and won 61-50. The last Pierre win came to the Riggs High Gym almost 3 years ago, February 9, 2019, a 48-42 Governor victory. It's been a while since the Governors won here. You've got to go back to February 7 of 2014, a 39-36 peer victory that day, the last time the Governors won here at Golden Eagle Arena. Our first time here, what an impressive place and a wonderful facility, I am told by a reliable source, Mr. Brozick, that it gets really loud in here when there's wrestling in here, but this is just a terrific facility for a program that has always run things very well. As we mentioned, Dawn Seiler, who was the dean of South Dakota High School basketball coaches in either gender, stepped down from coaching after over 600 wins last season, but is now the athletic director here. And look at any sport here, they put out plenty of great athletes, but from girls basketball, well, you go back to 4 years ago, and the Gatorade girls basketball player of the year came from this program, Peyton Burkhardt, who is now performing very well for South Dakota State. 2 years before that, not only the Gatorade basketball player of the year, but the volleyball player of the year, someone I think you're getting to know pretty well now, Brianna Kuzler, of course, now the head coach of the Governor boys. Brianna Kuzler, when she took the job in Pierre, gave great credit to Dawn Seiler for all the help she has given her. Of course, Brianna then played state here in town at Northern State before starting her coaching career last year. The Governor boys, of course, are in action against Aberdeen Central, the Riggs High Gym, 5-5 after one they really thought gone away on Friday, losing in overtime to Brandon Valley. Ryan Oakland has that game on River 92-7.
Governor Girls finally back at home this coming Friday. What a challenge they'll have against the top-ranked O'Gorman Knights, 6:30 Friday night here on KGFX. But starting with that, the schedule will start to be a little bit better for the Governor Girls. Of their last 9 games of this season, 6 will be on the Riggs High gym floor, including that one Friday, and then Harrisburg comes to town next Tuesday. So traveling could be good to bond a team, but you can only take, I can imagine, so much of it before it starts to get a little old. What are we getting on the bus again today? Well, after today, they don't have to, at least for a little over a week. A week from Thursday, they really have to take a trip, and so will we, to Yankton to play the Gazelles. So there you are. That's our Becky Possiba State Farm pregame show. We're in Aberdeen at Golden Eagle Arena. The Pure Governors are set to meet the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Hey, we're not too far away from the Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pier opening tip. Let's hear from those good folks, and we'll be right back here to Aberdeen in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Thrifty, local, convenient.
So that opening tip just ahead. The starting line is being introduced now. Pier in their road black uniforms, emerald green numerals and letters in white trim with the emerald green piping. Aberdeen Central with their home white uniforms, blue and gold, of course, their school colors, blue numerals and letters and gold trim. That's our Becky Possiba State Farm pregame. Stay tuned. Pier, Aberdeen Central, girls basketball coming up from Aberdeen. We'll have tonight's action in 2 minutes on the official voice of Pure Governor Basketball, 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
At Golden Eagle Arena in Aberdeen, almost time for basketball. Pier Governors and the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT, 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. David Burrow with you, Trinity Pearson, our studio coordinator, Caleb Rozek handling the video. Pier in black will shoot basically at the bucket to our right. Watch it at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. We're in a corner, but it's to our right. And the Governors are on the floor.
with Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser. And here come Aberdeen Central's Golden Eagles with Anna Malcho, Kira Grease, Carly Wellman, Kiana Munga, and Taryn Hermanson. Avery Kaiser to jump center with Kiana Munga. Veteran Lee Johnson, the official, putting the ball in the air. It goes to Aberdeen Central, and we hope you enjoy the action from Aberdeen. As the Governors look for win number four, Aberdeen Central looks for win number two. Malcho brings it up top to Kira Grease, right of the lane with Berry to guard. Her pass deflected, taken away. Hermanson couldn't catch it. Reese Terwilliger did instead for Pierre. And Ryan Berry's into the front court on left wing. So a turnover forced on the first possession. And for Aberdeen Central, that has been all too familiar with what has happened to them this year. 9 losses in a row and a very unusual record for this program of 1-11. Stevens in the left corner. It's a baseline drive left, and stepping out of bounds is Avery Kaiser. So Pierre turns it over on their first possession. And Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Overhead Door, Lynn's Dakota Mark, Bank West, Dakota Storm Roofing, and Beck Motors. Into the front court, Kira Grease, left wing. Big brace on her right knee. And trying to save it is Kaiser, but it went right to Taryn Hermanson. A minute into the game, Grease, left baseline drive, left it short. And the rebound for Pierre by Ryan Berry. Front court, right of the lane, drives, one person break through a foul. And Ryan, the sophomore, will head to the foul line. Just took it right toward the goal. And Kiana Munga with a foul for Aberdeen Central, the first on either team in this game. So a couple of free throws for Ryan Berry. Pierre, a 64% foul shooting. This is only the fifth time Berry's been at the line this year. She made one of those four, but she hits this one, and Pierre scores first, up 1-0 with 6:49 left in the first quarter. One more for Ryan Berry. Deep knee bend on the way and on the board. Nothing but net. 2-0 Pierre on Berry's free throws. Yes, some pressure as Berry bothers Malchow in the backcourt. Past her, trying to move her way past Stevens. Double team trap. Foul, however. Stevens reached in. She was one of those on that double team. Not a reach in, really, but a bump with a hip. Anyway, it's Laney's first foul, and in fact, the first on the Governors. So a new shot clock for Aberdeen Central, now inbound. And we'll see, as we discussed with head coach Kirk Bebout, how long they take it down on a lot of these possessions. You can imagine the way they're going. They want to shorten this game. Malchow on left wing, guarded by Price. Bring it up top for Kira Grease. Right wing, it is Wellman. Double team on her. Made her lose the ball, but deflected out of bounds by the Governors. I think Avery Kaiser got a hand on it, but Aberdeen Central inbound. The bucket just under us. Right baseline, the inbound with 15 to shoot and 6:21 left in the first quarter. It's into Wellman up top. Left wing for Kira Grease. Again, Price guarding her. Handed to Wellman. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Foul line jumper for Wellman is off the rim and in there for the rebound to fight off 2 players is Reese Terwilliger. And Reese drew a foul on Anna Malcho. That is her first and the second team foul on Aberdeen Central. And if the Governors can stay this aggressive and help themselves at the foul line, where they struggled, remember, in Brandon on Friday night. They were only 6 of 13. Laney Stevens for Pierre. Left wing Kaiser into the left corner. Price open. Here comes a 3. It's short off the left rim. And in for the rebound is Kiana Munga. Knocked out of bounds, however, by Avery Kaiser. So Aberdeen Central. Or knocked out of bounds by Munga, I should say. And it is Pierre basketball as it comes on the inbound to Kaiser, but she took steps in the lane. Second Pierre turnover. 2-0 Pierre on the Ryan Berry free throws. 5:51 left in the first quarter here at Golden Eagle Arena. It's the Hermanson, the eighth grader, handing it back to Malcho. Anna spinning, working on Price. Bring it up top to Carly Wellman. Into the old circle for a left lane drive by Grease that's off the mark. But Munga is there, but the offensive rebound follows and scores. Kiana Munga ties the game at 2. Good position there. At 5:27 in the first quarter, our first tie of the game. Right wing, Kaiser open for a 3. Took it from Berry. Missed the shot. Long rebound came down for Kira Grease. And into the front court. Pierre is back. Wellman up top for Malcho. Right wing for Greece. Out to guard her is Barry. 20 still to shoot. 5:05 in the first. Wellman into the lane. 14-footer. Left short. Gained her own rebound, however, over Stevens. Then right of the lane drew a foul. So Wellman with good work. That is Reese Terwilliger. That is her first, and it's the second team foul. And Wellman will head to the line to try to put Aberdeen Central in front with 4:57 left in the first quarter, and the first is good. Lennox Dupree comes in for the Governors, the freshman replacing Lainey Stevens. Lennox, 5.4 points, 4.9 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 2.9 steals per game. 8 3-pointers also. Second one's good. Both good, and now Wellman checks out of the lineup. And in is Abby Berry. We mentioned her before, 5 rebounds a game for the 5'9 senior. 4-2 Aberdeen Central, 4:52 first quarter. Dupree on right wing to Remington Price for the black and emerald green clad Peer Governors. Pass into the lane for Terwilliger. Right wing, good catch by Dupree. Dumped it down low again to Terwilliger. Turn around, that fadeaway, that shot she likes so much, but it rimmed out this time. And Munga with the rebound, just a tiny bit too hard, but that is Terwilliger's best shot and an effective one. Greece comes to the right wing for Aberdeen Central to Malcho. Left wing for Abby Berry, guarded by Dupree. Entry pass, Hermanson, her first touch. Ball knocked out of her hand, but Munga comes down with it, and then it's blocked away by Avery Kaiser. It'll stay with Aberdeen Central. But Avery has blocked number 11. Sydney Evans has come into the game for Aberdeen Central. Sydney is a 5'6 junior. And Grace Cook, a sophomore at 5'11", is also in for Aberdeen Central. Comes out front to Evans, and the travel as she took a step as she was delivering the pass. Aberdeen Central, second turnover. 4:07 left first quarter. We had a feeling the pace of the game might be like this, and so far it's a slow one. Aberdeen Central 4, Pier 2, and that certainly would be to the home team's advantage. Right wing, the pass from Terwilliger too far in front of Avery Kaiser and out of bounds. And Pierre turns it over for the third time midway through the first quarter. The Governors still don't have a field goal yet. Aberdeen Central, of course, with just one. They're up 4-2 at 3:52. Right wing from Greece to Evans. Stolen. Avery Kaiser got in the way of the pass. All alone for a layup. After the third turnover on Aberdeen Central, Avery Kaiser has her first two in a tie game at 4. The second tie with 3:34 left in the first. And Ryan Berry with a knockdown at the midcourt line for a foul. That's her first, the Governor's third. Kanamunga back in. Taryn Hermanson out of the game for Aberdeen Central. A 4-all tie at 3:34 in the first quarter. Berry on right wing. Kaiser's guarding her. Bad pass. Made her throw that ball away. Intercepted by Reese Terwilliger. Down floor, right wing, Price. Comes to the right baseline. Bounces it left side to Kaiser. In the lane, back down low for Price. But she was standing on the baseline. Fourth Pier turnover. And Wellman back in for Aberdeen Central, replacing Barry. So Michaela Archigo substituting quite a lot here. 3:13 in the first. 4 turnovers for Pier already. That's keeping this to a tie game. They have the one fast break bucket by Kaiser off the steal. Wellman to Evans on the right side, outside the arc, guarded by Price. Back up top to Greece. Left corner, a three by Wellman is coming, and it's over the rim, but Munga is there with her second offensive rebound. Aberdeen Central works it out front again. 7 on the shot clock. Ball didn't hit the rim. Greece with a drive. No, it's an offensive foul. So a turnover, as it turns out, on Carly Wellman. That's her first. 13th foul. Malcho back in for Aberdeen Central, replacing Greece. Back in for the Governors is Lainey Stevens, replacing Ryan Berry. Stevens on left wing, open for a three. It's off the rim, but there for the rebound is Terwilliger. And falling away from 10 feet right of the lane, Terwilliger has her first two. 6-4, Pierre. At 2:23, here's a steal. On the inbound by Dupree. On the floor, she was fouled. Great steal by Lennox. On the sixth Aberdeen Central turnover, fouled as she drove to the rim, but on the floor, there won't be free throws here. The foul is on Sydney Evans of Aberdeen Central. Her first and the fourth Golden Eagle team foul. Inbound to Kaiser, right of the lane missing. Dupree all alone. Nobody boxed her out. She gained the offensive rebound and scored. 8-4 Pierre. They've scored six in a row. 2:09 in the first quarter. Against some pressure, it came to Wellman. Governors forcing turnovers, and it's helped them to the lead. Second lead change in the game a moment ago. Wellman, a little off balance, trying to drive down the left line. She took steps. Hermanson back in for Aberdeen Central. As Pierre inbounds with a minute 52 left in the first quarter, up 8-4. Dupree, the freshman, who's really wowed him in her freshman year. Kaiser to Stevens, left corner for Price at 1:43. Stevens, swing it right side. Dupree again, stops that dribble, hands it to Stevens up top. And it is to Kaiser, right corner Dupree, 13 on the shot clock. Entry pass, good play by Kiana Munga to knock it away. 12 on the shot clock as it goes out of bounds. Pierre ball prevented Reese Terwilliger from driving on the right block for a possible layup. Dupree will inbound to Kaiser right of the lane, out front to Stevens. 8 on the Pierre shot clock now, down to 6. Right wing to Dupree, 4 on the timer. Stopping at the foul line, jumper Kaiser, a little too long. Well, they had to take the shot there before the shot clock ran out. Munga, the rebound for Aberdeen Central. 8-4, Pierre. Malchow up top for Greece at the foul line. Her jumper is missing. And Terwilliger, the rebound for Pierre. Only one of seven shooting to start for Aberdeen Central. Price on the right corner to her right baseline. Drive, hits it with a one-handed runner from 4 feet over Munga. First two for Remington. 8 in a row for Pierre. They lead 10-4. 53 seconds left first quarter. Double team awaits Greece near the timeline. And Price is able to steal it away. They force another turnover. That's number 8. Left wing. It is Stevens. Left baseline. Comes to a right wing jumper for a 3 by Price. That's no good. Hermanson with the rebound. Price open, but it did not fall. 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Aberdeen Central down 10-4. They're in the front court. Greece with a right-hand dribble, moves to the right wing, outside the arc. Right corner for Malchow, down to 20 seconds. Up top again for Carly Wellman, with Dupree guarding her. Left corner in is Malchow, stops along the baseline. Hermanson right foul line, left foul line extended to Greece, down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Greece stopped by Stevens, lost the ball. Price tried to pick it up, got fouled as she moved down the floor. It's another Aberdeen Central turnover. Number 9 with 5.8, and then Kyra Greece with a foul, her first. That's 5 team fouls already in Aberdeen Central. Sid Tendro comes into the game for her first appearance, replacing Ryan Berry. And Grace Cook back in for Aberdeen Central. 4 seconds as it came into Dupree, into the front court, 2-1. Price straight away releases it in time for a 3, and it's off the rim. But a good first quarter for the Pierre Governors with an 8-0 run after 1 in Aberdeen. They lead Aberdeen Central 10-4 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto and Pierre, the one place to go. Back in 1 minute with the second quarter on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
Second quarter in Aberdeen. Pierre has scored the last eight, and they lead 10-4. Second quarter begins. Elise Christofferson into the game for the Governors with Lainey Stevens, along with Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Sid Tedro. Here's a pass knocked away and picked up by Aberdeen Central. Fifth Pierre turnover. Down the floor, right baseline. Thrown over the rim by Greece, but Wellman is there with the rebound for Aberdeen Central. Malcho, Greece, Wellman, Munga, and Hermanson on the floor to start the second quarter for the Golden Eagles. New, nearly sliding that put. If it was Wellman, she kept it down. Hermanson to Greece on the left wing. 13 on the shot clock. Aberdeen Central is taking this shot clock down a lot, as we kind of figured they would. Greece, one-handed runner, left of the lane, all rimmed out. Munga with a rebound, follows, puts it in. Munga has a second putback and bucket. 10-6, Pierre, 7:09 first half. Berry into the lane for Terwilliger. Down low, right past Munga, and cruised for the one-handed runner. Four for Reese. Only Pierre player with more than two. Four other players with two. 12-6, Pierre, 6:50 in the first half. Wellman, left wing. Christofferson there to hound her. Boy, what a job Elise has done lately off the bench. To give Remington Price a break. Left wing, a Wellman three is on the way off the base of the rim. Munga is there for another offensive rebound. This time she brings it back out for a runner in the lane that is missing by Greece. But she gained her own rebound and scored. Well, this was what kept Aberdeen, or kept Brandon Valley ahead the other night, was their offensive rebounds and stickbacks. 12-8 Pierre at 6:16 in the first half. Pass knocked out of bounds. Remy Price. Avery Kaiser back in for Pierre. Sid Tedro to the bench along with Luis Christofferson. It's into Berry with 6:14 in the first half. Pierre 12, Aberdeen Central 8. Update on the boys when we've got an opportunity. Bad pass intercepted by Pierre Greaves. Six turnover on Pierre. Aberdeen Central, losers of nine in a row. They're down four early second quarter. Malcho, nearly a five count, but handed it up top to Wellman, guarded by Stevens. Left wing, Greece, nearly lost the handle on the ball, handed it back to Wellman, 15 to shoot. Hermanson in the lane. Big steps. Travel. But a foul first. She took an extra step, but she was fouled first by Avery Kaiser. Her first, the 14th foul. Governor Basketball brought to you by the sports marketing partners on KGFX. They include Maher Law Office, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Anderson Rumsa Dental, Kathy Sunshine Properties, and Olinger Law Firm. First free throw, no good for Hermanson. Lennox Dupree re-enters the game. Apparently, Waldo is into the game for the first time. 5'5 sophomore for Aberdeen Central. Second free throw for Hermanson. This one's good for the eighth grader's first point. 12-9 for Pierre. Five in a row by Aberdeen Central. 5:40 in the first half. Kaiser took steps again. Seventh Pierre turnover. Sports marketing partners helping bring you Governor Basketball and KGFX or Midco. Pierre Dental Clinic, Capital City Campus, Comtech, and Stolken, Peterson, Lingle, Waltai, and Jones, LLP. Well, Aberdeen Central with a little run here to bring them back to within three. 12-9 Pierre, 5:32 in the first half. Waldo, where's Waldo? She has the ball. Bring it on the right side to Wellman. Tipped and nearly stolen by Berry. Came to Greece. Left wing to Waldo. Entry pass for Hermanson in the lane. Keeps that pivot foot down. Scores from 6 feet. The eighth grader, she's in there for a reason. She knows what she's doing. Good footwork. 12-11 Pierre. Aberdeen Central over the last seven. 5:05 first half. Left wing. It is a three that is on the way by Berry and missing. Not being able to hang on to the rebound, however, is Carly Wellman. So it'll stay with the Governors. Pierre has missed their first 6 3-point tries. Overall, 5 of 13 shooting. Aberdeen Central is 4 of 12. Right wing, Price. Top of that wing, it's Barry. Into the right corner, Dupree. Open. Here's a three. That's off the front rim and rebounded by Waldo for Aberdeen Central. With a chance to regain the lead. Pass inside, deflected nearly by Kaiser. Now it's stolen by Lennox Dupree, and she's fouled in frustration by Wellman. And that's the second on Carly Wellman, as one of the best in steals in AA girls basketball, Lennox Dupree, has another. So Wellman is out, and Abby Berry is back into the lineup for Aberdeen Central. Sapir keeps that lead of 12-11, 4:35 in the first half. Lennox Dupree with a left wing pass for Barry. Her three missed everything. Dupree couldn't save it. It's out of bounds to Aberdeen Central. Governor boys led at the end of one, but they're now down 21-18 at the half to Aberdeen Central, the Riggs High Gym. That is on River 92.7 with Brian Oakland. Maya Shorter has entered the game for the Governors for Reese Terwilliger. Shorter is the 5'8 junior. And Grace Cook is back in, K-U-C-H. She's in for Aberdeen Central, who looks again for the lead. 12-11, Pier 4-15 in the half. It is Cook. Double team, ball knocked away, but there to take it is her teammate, Greece. Into the lane for Cook. Bounce, nearly stolen by Kaiser. Loose came to Greece on the left wing. Drive from nine over the rim. Hermanson offensive board, that missed. Kaiser the rebound for Pier. And again, the Governors hang on to the lead. Right wing Price open for a moment, now drove to the right baseline. One hand runner, left it short, however. And Barry picked up, Cook, I should say, picked up the rebound for Aberdeen Central, who again tries for the lead. It's down low to Cook and knocked away from Price as they tried to find Waldo open in the right corner. Maucho back in, Munga back in for Aberdeen Central. Greece and Hermanson out. Michaela Archigo changing players like a hockey coach. Next line, get on the ice after a 45-second shift. But she's trying to find what's working in a team that's struggling. Still Aberdeen Central ball, 20 on the shot clock. Waldo with the inbound. Up top to Maucho. Left wing, it is Abby Berry. Knocked away by Maya Shorter, but she leaned on Munga to gain some leverage, and Maya has her first foul and the Governor's 15th foul. 3:27 in the first half here at Golden Eagle Arena in Aberdeen. Barry, new shot clock for Aberdeen Central. Tipped. Oh, there's another steal. It's Lennox Dupree once again. Great play to leap in the air and catch it. Dupree up top, right wing. Remington Price for Dupree again is all over the court. Shorter down low. Banks and scores. Maya Shorter, who won that JV game the other night, with a good jumper there in some traffic. And Pier leads 14-11 at 3:05 and a half. Now Price steals it away. Down low for Dupree. Drives for a layup. Lennox Dupree now has 4:16-11 Pier. 2:52 in the first half. Governors have led by as many as 8. Waldo trying to skip the pass. Shorter got a hand on it. Knocked down. Here come Price and the Governors. Price into the lane, bounce, but it was behind Dupree and out of bounds. Pier turns it over. Stevens and Terwilliger back in for Pier. And another line change for Aberdeen Central. Hermanson's back in. Maucho back in. Sydney Evans is back in. The scoreboard operator down there operating the players' fouls and points is busy with this team. Evans, Maucho with a lob, down low Hermanson, little hook right over Kaiser, and she scores. Hermanson has 5. She leads Aberdeen Central in scoring. 16-13 Pier, 2:13 left in a slog it out first half. Left wing 3, Stevens, this one short. Governor still haven't hit a 3. Munga with a rebound. Pier's 0 of 9 on 3-pointers to start this game. And Aberdeen Central down a 3 with 2 minutes left in the half has the ball. Greece with a bounce. Pass too low. Trying to reach it is Terwilliger, but Munga is able to regain it. Now it is Dupree knocking it away. But a timeout was called before the steal. A 30-second Actegra timeout by Aberdeen Central. Lake is ahead to maximize your farm's potential. straight from the start. Contact your local Chegwa Cooperative today. 150 left first half. Here's 16 Aberdeen Central 13. We're back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
So 16-13 for Aberdeen Central as they'll inbound. They did get the timeout before Lennox Dupree was able to make the steal. 18 on their shot clock, 150 in the first half, and eight turnovers for Pierre have helped keep this game close. 13 for Aberdeen Central. They did lead a couple of times early. They're down a three here. Hermanson right wing. Mouchel tries a tying three. She's good. First made three-pointer for either team by Mouchel. Ties the game at 16, the third tie. 134 in the first half. Dupree for Pierre. Left wing. The pass was behind Stevens and out of bounds. Pierre turns it over for the ninth time, and that has been the problem for this team in these close losses is the turnovers, and now Aberdeen Central looks to regain the lead with 89 seconds left in the half. It's inbounded to Greece. Right alley. Front court. Basket to your left. Watch it at the KGFX page. At the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Evans, hand on the left side to Greece. Baseline blocked by Kaiser. She said, no, man, get it out of here. Dupree with a rebound. Down floor, bounce for Stevens. In some traffic. So she brings it back up. That's two blocks for Kaiser. Avery with the ball now. Left wing, Stevens. Open three, bottom! There's the first one of the game for the Governors. And Lainey Stevens back in the lineup. Puts Pierre on top by three again, 19-16. 52 seconds left in the first half. Mouchel for Aberdeen Central. Big hoop. Big three there by Lainey. Mouchel, right wing. It is Greece. Into the lane. Hermanson, double team. Kaiser trying to take it away. Instead, a foul from behind. On the other side was Lennox Dupree, who had the little hack. Her first and the sixth peer team foul. Each team with 16 fouls. 39.5 left in the first half. Aberdeen Central, the bucket to your left. Their right baseline, they'll inbound. Right wing to Evans. Three more in the game clock than the shot clock. And Creek pass to Hermanson. Oh, late whistle. Kaiser thought she had a steal. Instead, it's a foul. And it's on Reese Terwilliger, and that's her second. And it puts Aberdeen Central in the bonus. Hermanson will shoot a one and one as Maya Shorter comes in for Terwilliger. He's cooking for Kiana Munga. Hermanson, one and one here. It is good. She's leading all scorers, the eighth grader, with 6 points. Pier 19, Aberdeen Central 17, 34.8 left in the half. Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Lariat Lanes, Kruger Contracting, and Ranky Gray Wealth Management. One more for Hermanson. This one is too long. And the rebound for Avery Kaiser. 30 seconds. Pass knocked out of bounds by Aberdeen Central. And again, the Governor's a little bit sped up. They'll still have the basketball. Maybe they'll set up in their half-court game here to take it down to the end of the half. 29 and a half seconds. Shot clock off. Stevens inbounds right sideline. Out front to Lennox Dupree. Down to 24 seconds. Spreading that Aberdeen Central man defense out. Dupree trying to ward off the defender. That's Greece. Good ball handling here. Nearly taken away by Greece. Scramble for the ball at midcourt. Ends in a dual possession. And Aberdeen Central basketball. The 10th peer turnover. And that one forced by Aberdeen Central. Well done. And Kiana Munga comes back in for the last 11.9 for the Golden Eagles, replacing Grace Cook. So Aberdeen Central down 2 at 19-17 with a chance to tie or lead at halftime. They're on a 9-game losing streak. Greece, right alley, guarded by Dupree. 6 seconds, 5 and 4 to Hermanson at a very high post with 3. Left wing, it is Evans. To Hermanson, down low baseline, left it short at the end of the half. And Pierre does hang on to the halftime lead. But I'll say it again, it was a slog it out first half, and the Governors Had to expect it would be like this, but they have the halftime lead on the Wagner Auto scoreboard here in Aberdeen. Pier 19, Aberdeen Central 17 at halftime. Wagner Auto and Pier, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer since 1907. Stay tuned for the CHS River Plains halftime report. It comes from 3 minutes from now. And we're live from Aberdeen on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people, Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
The Pier Governors would like one of these close games to be a win. Aberdeen Central would just like a win. They haven't had one since before Christmas. It is a tight one at the half at Golden Regal Arena in Aberdeen. The Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles trailing the Pier Governors by 2-19-17. This is the CHS River Plains halftime report. I'm David Furl. And you just had the feeling with the struggle that this Golden Eagle team has had. They'd won to slow the game down, and they have also forced some turnovers by the Governors. That's keeping this one tight. Pier had no one score more than four, but a lot of people in the scorebook. Lennox Dupree had four. Reese Twilliger had four. She also had three rebounds. Lainey Stevens had 3 points. Remington Price, Ryan Berry, Avery Kaiser, and Maya Shorter with two each. The eighth grader, Taryn Hermanson, leading all scorers. She has six for Aberdeen Central. 3 points on a three-pointer by Anna Malchow. Four for Kiana Munga. She also has seven rebounds. Kyra Grease with two. Carly Wellman with two. Here's one stat that the Governors can't like. They're being out-rebounded by Aberdeen Central 17-10. Yeah, there's some post players for Aberdeen Central, including the senior Munga, but So Williger and Kaiser, both pretty good rebounders, but Aberdeen Central doing the job so far on the boards. That's keeping them close. 40% shooting in the first half for Pierre on 8 of 20, but they made only 1 of 10 threes, that made 3 by Stevens. Aberdeen Central, 6 of 18, shooting 33%. They tried only 3 threes and made 1. Not many free throws. The Governors hit both of theirs. They were by Ryan Berry. And Aberdeen Central was 4 of 6. Tight one here at the half. Aberdeen Central with a 19-17 lead over Pierre. Other girls' action in Double A tonight. Watertown leading at Huron at the half, 30-16. Arrows continuing to play well. Brandon Valley is expected no problem at Brookings, 42-11, the Lynx lead at halftime. In Sioux Falls, Jefferson leads Roosevelt just over midway through the second, 20-14. Washington being given a tough time by Lincoln. That's not a huge surprise, though. Lincoln can play some D on you. 33-29 Washington, 4 minutes to go in the third. O'Gorman routing T-Area at home, 2 minutes left in the third, 41-12. Sturgis at home trailing Hill City at the half. That score is 21-17. Boys play, as we mentioned earlier, Pierre trailing Aberdeen Central at the half, 21-18. A rough shooting night for both of those teams so far. Brian Oakland has that action on River 92-7. Other boys' games, Brandon Valley at home leading Brookings. He's at the half, 23-12. In Watertown at the half, the Arrows leading Huron, 38-29. Here at 3-7, losers of 5 of their last 6. Aberdeen Central, losers of their last 9. Who's going to prevail tonight? Turnovers may make the difference, as we say a lot of them. 13 for Aberdeen Central, 10 for Pierre in the first half. That may be the story of the second half, too, which comes your way shortly from Aberdeen. That's the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. Again, the halftime score is Pierre 19, Aberdeen Central 17. Stay tuned for the second half. It comes your way live from Aberdeen in 2 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pierre Fort Pierre DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators.
Can Pierre cut the turnovers down and win on the road for the fourth time? Can Aberdeen Central break their 9-game losing streak? It's anybody's game as the second half is about to start here at Golden Eagle Arena in Aberdeen. Pierre 19, Aberdeen Central 17. And nobody in this game with more than 6 scoring, and you got a game that looks like it might be in the 30s. And I'll say it again, the longer the game is like this, I believe the more it may be an advantage for Aberdeen Central. But we'll see what happens in this second half. Governor Boies struggling again. They're trailing Aberdeen Central just under 2 minutes left in the third, 35-24. And Brian Oakland has that game on River 92-7. Boy, the Boies are in the doldrums at the moment. Here on the court for the second half already. Remington Price, Lady Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Kewilliger, and Avery Kaiser. Here come the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles with Anna Malcho, Kira Grease, Carly Wellman, Kiana Munga, and Taryn Hermanson. Pier with the arrow, second half throw in, brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pier. And it's in from Stevens to Ryan Berry, shooting at the basket basically to your left. It's the one just below us. Left wing drive by Kaiser. Now comes out front to Berry. Entry pass stolen by Munga. Here's 11th turnover. And Aberdeen Central with a chance to tie or lead with their first possession of the second half. They're down two. Wellman, they're in white. Pier in black and green. Malchow hands it up top again for Grease. As they work that shot clock down again, as they have on most of their half-court possessions. 10 to shoot now. Grease trying to take it away. Diving is Kaiser. She can't reach it. 5 seconds as Grease still has it. Drives left baseline. Left it short. After all of that, loose on the floor, but picked up by Reese Kewilliger. And either way, it's pure ball. They're going to say officially a shot clock violation because it never hit the rim. So don't give Kewilliger that rebound. But anyway, it is pure basketball. So it is a turnover. Either way, it's pure ball as Dupree on the right block. Oh, tried to find Kaiser, but two defenders in the way. Another turnover. It's taken away by Wellman. She's in the left corner. She lost the ball. Stevens couldn't quite hang on to that steal and will stay with Aberdeen Central. Well, this is not the neatest game we've ever seen. And the pure turnover count now at 12. Left wing, Grease. She nearly lost the ball. She was able to pick it back up. Left lane line drives up. She took an extra step, or is it a foul? No, it's a foul. Away from that, Kiana Munga is caught throwing that elbow. Her second, the first team foul of the second half. Yee, that may have prevented the tying layup. Probably did, in fact. Pier basketball up 2:36 in the third. 19-17 Pier, that was the halftime score. To Wellinger on a high post left wing. Good catch by Lennox Dupree. Now it's a Wellinger pick, allows Dupree to shoot from 14 in the lane. Banked it in. Lennox Dupree is up to six. 21-17 Pier. 6:18 third quarter. And knocking it away. No! Losing it is Wellman. It was knocked away by Stevens. Aberdeen Central has their 16th turnover. And Pier back to a four-point lead. Dupree leading the Governors with six. Taryn Hermanson leading Aberdeen Central with six. Into the front court, Kaiser passed it to Lainey Stevens. Left wing. Bounce pass. I think it got knocked away from behind. Forced turnover. Munga picked it up. Aberdeen Central with Grease for a three right of the circle. Rim the basket. Battle for that rebound. Last touch by Pier. So Aberdeen Central will have another opportunity with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Dupree's bucket, the only one in the second half so far. 21-17, Pier leads Aberdeen Central. Left baseline of the bucket to your right. It's inbounded from Grease to Wellman. Back to Grease on the right wing. Right baseline drive. Left it too short off the rim. Oh, and Kaiser took a hard fall as she gained that rebound. Avery is still down in the back court. Meanwhile, her teammates in the front court with a left wing three. Stevens misses. Kaiser is now up. Munga with a rebound. That was a very awkward fall by Avery. He'll now try to defend as the shot is thrown over the rim by Carly Wellman. To other good rebound for a right wing three by Price, but that is off the rim. Dupree, however, grabs the loose ball and grabs that rebound for the Governors for another Price right wing three that is again missing. And Wellman with a rebound. Only two tonight for Remy Price, who's the shooting has again been struggling lately. Hermanson, right block, good pass for Munga. Down low, fouled. Oh, it didn't go in, nearly did. But Munga will have free throws and a little bump there by, I believe, Reese Toiliger. If so, it's foul number three. And yes, it is. First team foul of the second half on the Governors. Munga with a first of two to try to cut into a four-point Pier lead. 5 minutes exactly left in the third quarter. The first is good. Kaiser out. We'll see how she is. Stevens out. Berry back in. Mungo will shoot one more to try to make it a two-point lead. Look for her sixth point. It is good. 21-19 here. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Maya Shorter comes into the game for Reese Terwilliger. So Reese with a little bit of a rest with her three fouls. Said Tedrow, by the way, also back in the game for Pierre. She handed it to Dupree, and into the front court is the freshman Lennox Dupree. Right wing Tedrow open, wants a three, missed everything. Here trying to save the rebound and couldn't. It's out of bounds. Here only one of 14 on threes tonight. And now Aberdeen Central down only two with 4:45 left in the third quarter, 21-19 Pier. The free throws by Munda, the only Aberdeen Central points of the third quarter. Dupree had a bucket for the Govs. Malchow. Entry pass for Hermanson. She's held and fouled. It's on Sydney Tedrow, her first. Second Governor team foul. Gives Aberdeen Central a new shot clock. Time to run some more time down, although they inbounded to Munga on that block. She banks it in. Tie game. The fourth tie. Munga leads all scorers with eight. Tied at 21. 4:25 in the third quarter. Price, right baseline drive. Blows past everyone, then left it short. Munga the rebound. Everything right for Remy except the layup left short. Reese for Aberdeen Central, who looks for the lead again. Left wing for Waldo. Bring it to Hermanson in a high post. Up top to Reese. 4:05 in the third. Guarded by Dupree. Right wing Malcho to Hermanson right on the lane. Big step, kept the pivot foot down. Right wing, three is off the rim by Malcho and rebounded by Lennox Dupree. Governors want to run, and down floor is Shorter, nearly tackled. No foul called, and the jumper goes in from the left wing by Ryan Berry. Well, despite a bit of a discombobulated possession, it ended in points, but head coach Kirby about wants a full Integra timeout. 3:39 in the third. Pier leading still, 23-21 over Aberdeen Central. We're back in a minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by your independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. The Pier Governor tennis team has had only one player ever win four state individual championships. Chris Williams won the number 6 flight state title in 2001, the number 3 flight in 2002, and the number 1 flight singles titles in 2003 and 5. His 111 wins from 1998 to 2005 are the most in Governor tennis history. Chris Williams, one of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by your independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pier.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Actegra brings you our timeouts. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Well, the bucket by Berry puts Pier back to a two-point lead. 23-21 Governors over Aberdeen Central. 3:39 left in the third, but I'll say it again. Aberdeen Central has this game where they want it. A struggling team, slowing the pace down, and they're forcing quite a few Pier turnovers. The number's up to 13. They have 16 themselves. It is Grease on right wing. Malchow up top. They're down two. Left wing, it's Waldo. Not as much substituting in this second half by head coach Michaela Archigo of Aberdeen Central as there was in the first half. Malchow stops her dribble. Finds Waldo up top. Entry pass to Hermanson in the lane. 10 on the shot clock. Back to Malchow right wing to Waldo. Knockdown. Dupree couldn't make the steal, though. Down to 5 to shoot, though. Grease. Left wing runner. Left of the lane missing. And a confident rebound by Maya Shorter. And she has earned her more playing time with play like that lately. Berry, left wing to Dupree, uses a Berry pick. Bounce, little low, shorter. Right wing Kaiser, good to see her back in, but she missed the three. And the rebound to Greece. Kaiser took an awkward fall a bit ago, but Avery's back on the floor. Greece into the front court, and again, Aberdeen Central slows things down. Left wing pass to Malcha outside the arc. Price over there to guard her. Finds Greece up top. Waldo blocked barely out of her hand. It's the third block by Kaiser. They bring it down floor after a Dupree rebound. Down low, entry pass, knocked out. Oh, what a play! Hermanson saved it, and it became a turnover and then a foul on Berry. What a play by the eighth grader, Taryn Hermanson. After the block had happened, then Berry with the foul, her second. My goodness, the eighth grader just made a marvelous play right there to give the ball to Aberdeen Central. As they bring Sydney Evans back in and also Grace Cook, and they look to tie her lead. 2:10 in the third, 23-21 Pier. Up top, trying to steal it is Price. It's to the floor, but guarding it with her entire self is Greece. Good play. Still ends up in a dual possession in Aberdeen Central with the arrow, but Greece just covered the ball with her whole body and prevented the steal, although the arrow is used. Good play there. Keeps the ball with Aberdeen Central. 23 in the shot clock, 2:04 in the third. Greece up top, one of the experienced seniors on this team, to Cook. Left wing, it is Abby Berry. Down to 13 on that shot clock again. Entry pass, a little too far. Cook with a great catch. Down to Greece, deflected into the backcourt so Greece can handle it, but only four on the shot clock now. Three, back to the top of the key. Runner left short. Rebound battle for, oh, it came down to Aberdeen Central and to Evans on that long board as Dupree couldn't hang on to it. Now they'll work that shot clock down again. 26 seconds on it. An entry pass is denied by Shorter, but it's because of a foul on Maya. That's her second and team foul number four. More substitutions by Aberdeen Central after they said they hadn't. Now they do some more as they bring Waldo and Wellman back in. 1:30 in the third. They'll inbound again. They've taken about a minute in this trip down the floor. Wellman up top. Entry pass to Cook, threw it into the rim for two to tie the game at 23. Her first two. Fifth tie of the game, 1:13 in the third. Now, left wing Berry, open for a moment. Cook over there to the defender. One hand runner missing. Shorter couldn't reach the rebound, Munga did. Aberdeen Central looks for the lead, 1:02 in the third. They race down the floor for a rare time. Shot missing, Kaiser the rebound. It's just a shock to see that, the way they played. Price on the right baseline for Pierre. Passed a double team, took an extra step. Ugh. Another turnover is number 15 on Pierre as Greece comes back in for Wellman. Again, it really is like hockey sometimes with these substitutions. 30 to 45 second shifts, and a player's right back out there, but no skates here. That would really rip up the floor. Greece on the right wing to Waldo. Aberdeen Central again looks for the lead. 37 seconds in the third quarter. Greece down low. All on Munga. Lay in for an Aberdeen Central lead. Munga has 10. 25-23 Aberdeen Central. 24 seconds left in the third. Open pass to the bucket for Kaiser. Drives off the rim, but she's fouled. Boy, Avery saw it right down the right side. Didn't quite fall for her, but Avery will have free throws here. The foul is the third on Kiana Munga, and the second team foul. Kaiser at the line this year, 63%. The first one is short. Hermanson back in to replace Munga for Aberdeen Central. So the best now Kaiser can do is bring the Governors back to within one. Sports marketing partners who bring you Governor Basketball and KGFX include Iceberg Funeral Home, American Bank and Trust, and the South Dakota National Guard. One more for Avery. This one is good. As Malchow is back into the lineup for Evans. 25-24 Aberdeen Central, 21.5 left in the third. Sports marketing partners include Red Rosa Italian Grill, all around graphics. First Dakota National Bank, Pitts Design Build, Wegner Auto, Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, and Delta Dental. 14 seconds. Shot clock is off. As Greece pounds it with a right-hand dribble, 10 seconds. Guarded by Dupree. Uses a Hermanson screen. 6 seconds into the left corner for a three. That's good! By Waldo to make it a four-point Aberdeen Central lead as the third quarter comes to an end. A big three by Early Waldo. And after three on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, Aberdeen Central 28, Pier 24. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Now the Governors need a fourth quarter rally. Back with that fourth quarter in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Here with the ball, fourth quarter begins. Their largest deficit of the game, four. It's in down low to Terwilliger. Turns around, she missed it. Gained her own rebound, had it knocked out of her hand, and then it went off Reese. Oh boy, and it is Aberdeen Central ball. And the Golden Eagles, trying to break their nine-game losing streak, have a four-point lead early fourth quarter. 16 turnovers have hurt the Governors. They're shooting just 32%, but now a ball is dropped out of bounds by Waldo, who hit that big three near the end of the third. That's the 17th turnover on Aberdeen Central, their fourth of the second half. A lot of time left, but the possession's now important for Pier. To not, oh, and the ball is dropped here by Barry. Stolen by Greece for a layup that's over the rim. Offensive rebound, however, by Waldo again. And leads to a foul. I couldn't even get the word out of my mouth. Don't panic in these possessions. That's got to be the mantra for the Governors now, but they rushed it right there. Stevens with a foul. It's Laney's second and the 15th foul on Pierre. Waldo up top for a left wing. Greece, three off the back iron. Battle for that rebound. Hermanson comes down with it, and the Governor rebounding is not helping their cause either. They've been out-rebounded by 10. Cook had it knocked away. Yep, that's Kaiser again. Another good play by Avery. Left wing, Stevens in the front court, up top for Remy Price. Right wing, it's Barry. Down low, Terwilliger drives, layup off the rim. Rebounded by Wellman. Oh, brother. Right wing, it is Waldo. Close in look. Some of them have not gone in. Up top for Anna Malchow. Greece with a left wing drive. Drew a foul. And you can see the confidence increasing in this Aberdeen Central team. With the rebounds they make and the turnovers they force. Ryan Berry with a foul. That's your third. Out is Cook, back in is Keanu Munga. And Aberdeen Central with a four-point lead, if they want, can eat some more time with a fresh shot clock. Now they bring it into Munga. Forehand foot, hook in the lane, no good. Foul, Kaiser. But Avery was ruled to have fouled to gain position. Her second. That's the 17th foul. Aberdeen Central's in the bonus for the remainder of the game. And it's Hermanson, the eighth grader. And again, we can see why she plays. She has done a lot of good things tonight. However, here, she misses the front end of the one-and-one. And it's rebounded by Laney Stevens. Boy, do the Governors need points here. Down 28-24. Instead, they throw the ball away. Timeout head coach Kirk Bebon and Pierre to settle this team down. Full timeout. We'll take a minute, too. 6:23 left. Aberdeen Central 28, Pierre 24. Back in a minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
Ag Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Aberdeen Central ball with a four-point lead. 6:13 left, 28-24. That was the score at the end of three. No one scored in this fourth quarter yet. Eric Grease on the right wing, handed to Waldo. Early with one of the biggest shots of the night late in the third quarter. Mountjoy with a pass in the left baseline to Munga. She's fouled. If it's to Williger, it's four. Kaiser was in the area, too. And they called it on Avery. That's a break for Pierre, her third. Team foul number eight. Lennox Dupree in for Lainey Stevens. So another one and one. This one's by Munga. Hermanson missed one a moment ago. She had two free throws in the third quarter. Wide stance as she hits it. 29-24 Aberdeen Central. They extend their longest lead of the game to five. 5:57 fourth quarter. Munga leading all scorers with 11 points. She has another here. Trying to make it a six-point lead, and it's good. 30-24 Aberdeen Central. 5:55 remaining. O'Gorman's next for the Governors. The top-ranked next Knights come to the Riggside Gym. 6:30 KGFX on Friday night. Kaiser, right wing for Dupree, three off the rim. Hermanson with a rebound. And it is gradually starting to fall apart in the second half. It's still only a six-point game, and there's plenty of time, but shots aren't falling for Pierre. Down to 30% shooting. Mountjoy to Grease, left wing, down low, over the hand of Hermanson, picked up by Avery Kaiser. To Dupree and into the front court. The Governors need points this trip. Left wing, it's Ryan Berry. Three is short. Terwilliger trying to grab the rebound. Nope, Kaiser did instead into a triple team. Finds Terwilliger in the lane for a jumper that is good from 8 feet. After it rattled around the rim, Reese with six. 30-26 for Aberdeen Central. And with the ball with 4:53 remaining. Still time, but that clock is starting to tick in the Golden Eagles' favor. Waldo into the lane for Munga. Count it with a foul on Terwilliger. There's Reese's fourth. And Terwilliger just got there too late. 14 for Munga. Berry out. Stevens in. Hermanson out for Aberdeen Central and Cook in. Munga will try to complete the three-point play, having an excellent game. Again, one of the experienced players on this team. This is for a seven-point Aberdeen Central lead. She's good. 33-26, Aberdeen Central. 4:39 left. Pass deflected by Grease and out of bounds. And the Governors look a little bit shaken here as the shots are not falling, the turnovers have happened, and Aberdeen Central's playing well. Especially in the second half. Dupree up top for Pierre. Left wing for Stevens. Left corner, it is Terwilliger. Again, remember, she has four fouls. Stevens looks for Kaiser. Finds her out front. Ooh, a little push. They didn't call it. Kaiser with a 16-footer, no good. Dupree, the offensive board, but thrown over the rim. Third chance for Williger. Count it with a foul. To Williger this time with a stick back. Cook with a foul, her first. It's just the fourth team foul. It is 33-28 for Aberdeen Central. Ryan Berry in for Lainey Stevens. Terwilliger to the line for the first time tonight. Looks for her ninth point and looks to cut the Aberdeen Central lead to four on the way. And rimming out, and Munga is there with another big rebound. 33-28 Aberdeen Central, 4:09 left. Greece against Dupree, right wing. Handed to Cook, now in the left wing for Anna Malchow. Guarded by Price for Waldo up top. Right wing, it is Malchow for Cook in the post. Now for a right wing three by Greece, is good. Kira Greece with a third made three, makes it an 8-point Aberdeen Central lead. Third made three for Aberdeen Central, 36-28, and a drive by Kaiser. Draws a foul here on Early Waldo. Her first, team foul number five. Stevens back in for Barry. Put another shooter on the floor. Now Pierre finds themselves down by eight, down to 3:42 remaining. They need a run. Dupree into Price. Still only two. Ball knocked away, but ooh, Kaiser is able to pick it up. Greece nearly made a steal. Right wing Dupree. For two other guys out of the wing, she dropped it. Retaken in by Malchow. Turnover number 18 on Pierre. In the post for Cook, they've been doing a lot in the post, but her jumper from six misses. And Terwilliger is there with a rebound. Again, Reese continues to play with four fouls, but she's got to be on the floor, you know, at this point. Jumper by Terwilliger in the lane, right lane line. Foul on the floor, so it'll be inbounded by Pierre. No free throws here, but the foul on Aberdeen Central is on Early Waldo, her second, team foul number six. Out comes Cook, in comes Hermanson. Pierre will inbound. Bucket just below us. Watch it, of course, at the KGFX page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. 3:09 left, 36-28 Aberdeen Central. Right wing Price. Open three. Air ball. Missed. Rebound Dupree. She missed. Rebound Munga. Tied up, but it goes to Aberdeen Central. Pierre wants timeout. The Governors are in trouble. 3:03 remaining. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We'll take 30 here with 3:03 left. Aberdeen Central 36, Pierre 28. Back to Aberdeen in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
Governor boys at last report down 16 to Aberdeen Central, 47-31, a minute 35 left at the Rickside Gym. Driven by the Office at Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX, Pierre rebroadcasting on K276 GT, 103.1 FM Fort Pierre. If you drink, don't drive. Front court with some pressure, but the pass came to Waldo. 2:52 left. Oh, good play by Price to knock a pass out of bounds into the Aberdeen Central bench. Golden Eagles will inbound with 23 in the shot clock, 2:51 left. It's got to be a stop now about every time for Pierre, who trails Aberdeen Central 36-28. Inbounded to Greece. Here on the right wing for Anna Malchow. Down to 15 on the shot clock. No, taken away. Good play there. Avery Kaiser with a steal. Governor's got to score now about every time. 2:35 left. They're down eight. Right wing for Price in the corner. For Barry, top of that right wing, looking for a cutter, guarded well, pass too high for Terwilliger and intercepted by Munga, the 19th Pierre turnover. And Kirk Bebout with arms folded What else can he say or do? Pass deflected by Kaiser, taken by Munga. Big bump, no foul call. Then she hits a layup, and it's a 10-point Aberdeen Central lead. And this is dire now for Pierre. 2 minutes left, 38-28 Aberdeen Central. Dupree with a straightaway three. It's off the rim, and it's rebounded by Malchow. The Governors are 1 of 19 tonight on three-pointers. Malchow up top for Greece. Now they'll eat some time again. 1:44 remaining. Aberdeen Central hasn't won since the 17th of December. Down low for Munga. Drives for a layup. 19 for Munga. 40-28 Aberdeen Central. They've outscored Pierre in the fourth quarter 12-4. Pass knocked away. Never made it to Dupree. And a Pierre team that is playing at the moment, it appears, without any confidence. Greece on right wing. They find Hermanson down low. Threw it over the rim. There's Munga again for another putback and another bucket. She's up to 21. 42-28 Aberdeen Central. A minute 5 left. The losing streak, it appears, is going to end for Aberdeen Central at 9. This one won't be a single-digit loss, it appears, for the Governors. Right wing Price. Here comes another 3. This one's off the rim. Hermanson the rebound. Stay tuned for our postgame, our Bauman Lumber player of the game. Pretty got a good idea who that's going to be. Greece on right wing. 35 seconds left. Now they'll just take the time, and both teams know this one's over. Aberdeen Central is going to end this losing streak. And what a job they've done in the second half. Runner in the lane's good by Greece. She has 7. It is 44-28 Aberdeen Central. And a Governor team that now has to face O'Gorman on Friday has a lot of work to do. Straightaway 3 is no good by Kaiser, and it's rebounded by Waldo. And Aberdeen Central will dribble it out. And Pierre will have a lot of questions, the Governors will, to ask themselves on the bus ride home tonight. How do we get better before a very tough team on Friday? Too many turnovers, too many mistakes, and Aberdeen Central took advantage. And the Golden Eagles stopped their losing streak and, in fact, win it going away. Our final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles 44, the Pierre Governors 28, just the second win of the year for Aberdeen Central. Good job by the Golden Eagles tonight. They improve to 2-11. Pierre with the loss falls to 3-8. Stay tuned for our postgame, including our Bauman Lumber player of the game, and hopefully to a visit with head coach Kirk Bebaugh. We'll start it in 3 minutes from Aberdeen on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
There's one place to watch Pier Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pier Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pier Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Well, for the Pier Governor's point of view, the less said about this one, the better. Aberdeen Central, credit to them. They did a nice job in the second half tonight and pulled away from the Governors, especially in the fourth quarter, winning 44-28 to break their nine-game losing streak. They outscored Pier in the fourth quarter 16-4. Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by First Dakota National Bank, Gators, Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Ferding Electric, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Bauman Lumber, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Wagner Auto, the May Adam Law Firm, and Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota. Too many turnovers. The shooting just didn't work. Only one made three in 21 attempts for the Governors tonight, and it leads to an Aberdeen Central victory. And what a night Kiana Munga had. 21 for her, in fact, a double-double. 21 points, 17 in the second half. She had 13 rebounds tonight. Kira Grease had 7 for Aberdeen Central. Taryn Hermanson had 6. 3 points for Early Waldo. 3 points for Anna Malcho, both on threes. Big three-pointer for Waldo near the end of the first half. 2 for Carly Wellman and 2 for Grace Cook for Aberdeen Central. Reese Terwilliger led the Governors with 8. Reese also had 6 rebounds. 4 points for Ryan Berry. 3 for Lainey Stevens on a 3. Avery Kaiser held only 3 points tonight. Just 2 for Remington Price. And it has been a struggle for her lately. And 2 for Maya Shorter. The shooting, 28% for Pier. They shot only 17% in the second half. Only 4 made field goals in the second half in 23 attempts. 12 of 43 for the game. 1 of 21 on threes. Aberdeen Central shot 48% in the second half. Well, that's how you win games. 41% overall shooting for them. They don't take many threes. They didn't tonight. 3 of 7. Aberdeen Central, 9 of 12 at the foul line. Pier was 3 for 5. And the rebounding advantage, and again, something else that the Governors can't be too happy about, went to Aberdeen Central, went in a big way, 35-23, and 20 turnovers in this game for Pier, 20 turnovers also for Aberdeen Central. It was Pier on top at the end of 110-4. That lead was cut to 2 by the half, 19-17. But Aberdeen Central came to a 28-24 lead at the end of 3, and they win it 44-28. Only 9 points in the second half for the Governors. They're outscored 27-9 in the second half of this game. Hey, Aberdeen Central deserves it. Give them the credit. They played a much more confident basketball in the second half than the Governors did, and they certainly earned this victory. But, oh boy, the Governors have a lot to work on before coming back home to face a really good O'Gorman Knights team on Friday night at the Ricks High Gym. Our post game continues from Aberdeen in 3 minutes after Aberdeen Central's 44-28 win over Pier. More for you in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
I am the subprime specialist, so no matter what your credit is, you know, good, bad, got some challenges, have never had a loan, I'm the person to go to. I will try to get you pre-approved before you come into the dealership so you know you're not coming here waiting hours. I can help you get into a vehicle with little to no down.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by the Corner Station and the Crossing, Aventura, Dairy Queen, TMA, Live Ticket, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, and Avera Orthopedics. Aberdeen Central breaks their 9-game losing streak. What a second half they played, outscoring Pier 27-9 in the second 16 minutes. And dropping the Governors to 3-8, 44-28, Aberdeen Central wins tonight. Time to name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. This was a very easy choice. We'll tell you about it in 30 seconds from Aberdeen here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
In fact, she already has that T-shirt, and brother, she earned it. Kiana Munga with a huge second half, double-double for her, 21 points, 13 rebounds by our count tonight, 17 in that second half, and they kept feeding her in the post. And again, when Reese Terwilliger got to that third foul, and especially that fourth, Reese had to be careful and back off, and that really let Munger do the job. And then eighth grader Taryn Hermanson did a pretty nice job with 6 points, too. And again, we can see why she's playing. We said before the game, fairly rare for an eighth grader to start in double-A basketball, but Hermanson is doing so for a reason. And, boy, Aberdeen Central's got to feel this is a corner turned. This is a good win for them. Any win would have been at this point, but this one certainly is, as they have their first win since before Christmas, only their second of the year. They go on to play Harrisburg, but that's not until a week from Thursday. So they'll have a little bit of time to work on things, not only that, and relish this win. For the Governors, they're not going to relish anything tonight. Not too pleased they can't be after this one. And they next have the O'Gorman Knights. Of course, the top-ranked team in the AA girls poll, third going into the night in the C-point standings, and a very strong team. They'll come to the Riggs High Gym on Friday night. We'll have it for you here on KGFX, and we'll have it for you at 6:30. Governor Boys action didn't go any better for the Governor Boys tonight, falling 50-35 to Aberdeen Central, the Riggs High Gym. This drops the Governors now to 5-6, six losses in their last seven for the Governors after their 4-0 start. They will head, it's a tough weekend, they'll head to the Metro first to play O'Gorman in Sioux Falls on Friday night on River 92.7 at 6:30. And then on Saturday, they go to Harrisburg. That is a 2:30 start time for that one for the Governor Boys, and some work to do for them tonight, held to only 35 points this evening. Let's look at some other scores while we have a moment. We continue to wait on head coach Kirk Bebout, who I can imagine had things to say to his team and a team in reflection right now as they try to get better. But let's look at the scoreboard. In girls AA play, great game going out of the Huron Arena. The Tigers have come back to tie Watertown. That's a 43-all tie with under a minute left in regulation. No such drama in Brookings. Brandon Valley now 10-1 after a 63-30 win over the Bobcats. Sioux Falls Jefferson will win. They're leading at Roosevelt 57-45 with under a minute to play. Sioux Falls Washington wins again. Lincoln kept it close for a while, but Washington wins 61-49 tonight. Other games, Douglas trailing Red Cloud at home at the half 31-10. Spearfish falls at St. Thomas More by a score of 50-25. Sturgis lost at home to Hill City, 52-43. O'Gorman all over T area tonight as the Knights win again before they come to Pier on Friday. 64-34, they beat T area. One other game, Mitchell is leading at Harrisburg. Well, it's been kind of an up-and-down season for the Tigers, and Mitchell leads them 41-38 with 2 minutes to play in that game. On the boys' AA scoreboard tonight, besides the Governor's loss to Aberdeen Central, Brandon Valley at home beats Brookings 50-40. Watertown at home knocked off Huron 59-44. And those are the scores we have to this moment in AA boys basketball. No sign still of head coach Kirk Bebout of the Governor's. And this... Well, I've got to say it's not too surprising because there is a lot for him to discuss with his team. And again, the shooting really tailed off. The turnovers just would not stop in this second half. And the total up to 20 tonight. And a team that I've got to say, really for the first time since again, Rapid City Central came in. But boy, that's as rough as it's been for this team since then. And head coach Kirk Bebout is good to come up and join us. Where do we begin? That's and credit to Aberdeen Central first. They earned that win. They played well, but a lot of work for your team to do now.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of Aberdeen Central needs credit, because they do.
Yes.
I mean, I don't ever want to take away from what another team does, and I thought their bigs, you know, did what they do. That was, you know, for them to be successful, they get the ball inside and they get rebounds, and They wore on us, and they got it in and got rebounds and took care of the ball well enough to do that. So definitely credit to Aberdeen Central. I think they always have to do that. And thanks for always having me come up. But
yeah,
I don't know. We're just in a funk, I guess. It's like learning how to win. And like, you know, we had a long conversation in the locker room, and it's just, you know, we play against really good teams. And, you know, I don't know if we play with more like freedom, or if we just, I don't know, kind of let go of the pressure and then just worry about playing basketball so we play better. And then games that we feel like we need to win or we should win, that we just put that pressure on ourselves. I thought we came out and played really good defense the way that we needed to, as far as getting some turnovers and getting stops, that we just couldn't, we just didn't get a big shot to fall. If we got good shots, know, they just didn't go in, and too many turnovers. You know, I've been talking to them a lot about making the extra pass. I feel like there's a lot of times we have good shots that we take. If we just made one more pass, or a lot of times if we make one more pass, you know, then we get an even better look, and we're just a little late on that. I thought we had a really good practice yesterday where we were moving the ball really well and we're getting those open looks, and today the ball just stuck too much, I thought, and I don't know. But here's what I was saying, and here's what I told the girls too. It's all me. It's all my fault. So I'm gonna take that. I'll take that on my shoulders as I should. And the only thing that they need to worry about is playing hard and having fun and just hanging in there. And that's all they got to do. They are fighters, and they're great girls. They want it. They care. I don't see like give up in them. I don't think that's the problem, honestly. I just think just something needs to click, and they need to enjoy playing the game of basketball. I want to try to help them do that any way I can.
I certainly agree with you. There's no give up. Something in the second half that you could start to sense the frustration, and that was in large part to how Aberdeen Central played. But again, with shots not falling and the threes, and what can you do when that happens, when the threes don't fall? That's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, start the fourth quarter, we got a couple great looks underneath the basket, and we just didn't make them. I mean, and that happens. But I mean, if we're going to be successful, it can't happen. We got to convert those, and we got to get some inside out looks. We got to make some shots. I mean, we got to be able to score more than 28 points, you know, and that, I don't know if it's a combination of things. I think if we get out, the times when we get turnovers, we get out in transition, we're in such a big hurry that we end up not converting those, and they end up being turnovers going the other way. So it's kind of, it goes from, it could have been 2 points for us, to now we got to play defense again right away after 3 seconds. And it's just kind of a cycle right now. And, you know, I mean, we're all frustrated. I don't really have all the answers. I just know that you just got to keep pushing forward. And like I said, it's on me to help them do that. And I know that they're great kids, and they're gonna do everything that they can. That's all I can ask.
Now, we know what they have Friday. One of the favorites to win the whole thing. No doubt about it. And an extremely big challenge. And even though it's back on your home floor, which that's the other thing. Now you have 6 of your last 9 at home. And I know that's going to help you out, but the chance to play on your home floor, I know this team's going to come out with the same energy they had that they come out with every other game they've played. But that'll be important, right? Won't it, Friday, to make sure this one's out of their mind, maybe when they get on the bus tonight?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to linger for a while, and that's okay. I mean, it should, I guess. I mean, it hurts, so. But, yeah, I mean, you can't feel sorry for yourself. Gorman's not going to feel sorry for us, so we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We gotta find a way to bring our A game. And I mean, we want to learn from this, and it's okay to be upset and try to use it any way that we can moving forward. But then at the same time, you're right, you just got to put it in the back burner for now. There's nothing you can do about it right now.
And except get on to the next game, and Kirk Bebout is always a forward-looking person. We'll let you get to that bus. I hope you have a safe trip home. And thank you. We'll see you on Friday night.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Kurt Bebout, the head coach of the Pierre Governors, as his team will head on to the next one, which, as we say, is all they can do at this point, although it is a mighty challenge with O'Gorman coming in on Friday night. But one that you know will not sit well with this team. Again, Aberdeen Central deserves the credit for playing well, but Pierre just saw things kind of fall apart in the second half tonight. By the way, our next basketball here on KGFX will come to you from Stefan on Thursday evening, and that will be when the Stanley County Buffaloes have a varsity doubleheader with the Crow Creek Chieftains. How about those Buffalo boys? They're playing some excellent basketball going into their game with the Salty Buttes tonight in Parkview. They were at 8-2. We'll have that varsity doubleheader around 6:15 on Thursday evening here on KGFX. Again, Friday night for the Governor girls, they host O'Gorman, 6:30 here on KGFX. The boys head to Sioux Falls to take on O'Gorman, 6:30 on River 92.7. Then to Harrisburg for the Tigers on River 92.7 for the boys, 2:30 on Saturday. Other peer sports next for wrestling. They've got the duels with Yankton at the Riggs High Gym on Thursday. And Governor Gymnastics, their season winding down, just a couple weekends left before State Gymnastics, and they will host Rapid City Central and Rapid City Stevens on Saturday at 11 a.m. in a triangular at the administration building gym. So that is what's ahead for the governors and for others. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Our thanks to Athletic Director Dawn Seiler here at Aberdeen Central, and a new role for her, but she is doing it well, and our thanks to her for all of her help tonight. To Caleb Brozek for handling the video, and to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. I'm David Burrow. Yep, moving on is all the Governor girls can do after this one. A frustrating one, but a good job by Aberdeen Central as they break their 9-game losing streak and drop Pierre to 3-8. Final score one more time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at Golden Eagle Arena. Aberdeen Central 44, Pierre 28. Thank you for joining us, and good night from Aberdeen.
Pierre Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.